This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza City Sunday killed at least 33 people, including 8 children. This, according to Gaza's health ministry, it was the deadliest attack since the current round of fighting broke out last week between Israel and Hamas. Early Sunday, Israel bombed the house of Yahya al-Sinwar, the top Hamas leader in Gaza, on the 7th straight day of hostilities. It was not immediately clear if Sinwar was home. Israel's air and artillery assaults against Palestinian militants will continue as long as needed, according to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking on Saturday. Netanyahu also thanked U.S. President Joe Biden and other world leaders for their support. Biden called Netanyahu Saturday and said he condemned the rocket attacks by Hamas and reaffirmed U.S. support for Israel's right to defend itself from Hamas and other terrorist groups. A White House readout of the call said the U.S. leader also expressed concern for the safety of journalists and the need to ensure their protection. President Biden also spoke by phone with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He updated President Abbas on U.S. diplomatic efforts to end the ongoing conflict, stressing that Hamas must stop firing rockets into Israel. Biden also underscored his commitment to a negotiated two-state solution as the best path to reach a just and lasting resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, according to the White House. The call was the first conversation between President Biden and President Abbas since Mr. Biden assumed the U.S. presidency in January. And U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Sunday for an immediate ceasefire among Israelis and Palestinians at an emergency online meeting of the U.N. Security Council. This is VOA News.